أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد. أما بعد, الحمد لله, we completed سورة الكهف, a very beautiful surah which was highly recommended by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for us all to recite abundantly, especially on the day of Jumu'ah. And then after Surah Al-Kahf, we have one of my favorite surahs, which is Surah Al-Maryam, which is a very, very beautiful surah in itself. And it teaches us many, many important lessons. Generally in life, we have gone through many impossible and improbable situations where we think that I can't get through this, or I don't know how I'm going to get through this. For example, when we had Ramadan a few years ago in the middle of summer, and we all thought, how is this going to be possible? How are we going to get through it? But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the strength and the ability to get through the month. When we had the virus and the pandemic throughout the world, we all thought, how is this going to end, and how are we ever going to get through something like this? And also in our personal lives, when we go for interviews and we think, I don't know how I passed that interview and fluked the interview. When we somehow do our exams, and even though we are ill-prepared, we still manage to come out with a good grade. Or other circumstances and situations in our lives, we always think that this is impossible, and somehow we manage to get through that particular scenario. And we see in Surah Al-Maryam, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very important reminder of the impossible and also the improbable. But when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is ala kulli shay'in qadeer, who is all powerful to do each and everything, then the impossible and the improbable that is there for human beings, there is no limit for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can make anything and everything happen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us various examples. When Adam alayhi salam was created with Sayyidah Hawa, they were there, where were they? In Jannah. But then when they were exiled and put on earth, it must have been impossible to think and assume for Adam alayhi salam, for Hawa, that we're ever going to end up back into Jannah, because we've disobeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see Musa alayhi salam and his qawm, and they're running away from Fir'aun, and they're there at the Red Sea, they thought, that's it, it's impossible for us now to be saved. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala split the sea. When you see various other examples within the Quran of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, when he had lost so much and suffered so much in terms of health and wealth and children, it seemed impossible that anything would ever return back to normal, but it did. When we see the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, people were there to kill him, to persecute him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to the heavens. And similarly with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, at the incident of Taif, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed through the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam how he could make the impossible possible by splitting the moon. How the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam could travel from Mecca all the way to Bayt al-Maqdis and then into the heavens, all seemingly impossible and improbable, but made possible when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the stories in Surah Al-Maryam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although the surah itself is named after Sayyidina Maryam, it actually starts with the story and the ibrah of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is teaching us a very important lesson, that he showed us that Zakariya alayhi salam, he was a man in his late 90s, not 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, late 90s, around 95 years of age. And his wife was in her late 80s, around 85 to 90 years of age. So a man who's very elderly, and a woman who's also elderly, and a woman who, through her entire life, she was barren. What was she? She was barren. She wasn't able to conceive. Yet Zakariya alayhi salam had this desire, had this hope and yakin that he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a baby. Imagine now, you go to a doctor, the best specialist, the best doctor, IVF, fertility treatment, anywhere in the world, and you present to them a 95-year-old man, and you present to them an 85 or 90 year old woman, and a woman who has been barren her entire life, which means she hasn't been producing eggs, etc. And then you say to that doctor, give them a child. The doctor would say, no, this is impossible, improbable, it's not possible whatsoever. But Zakariya alayhi salam, he never lost hope. He never lost faith. And he had so much trust and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he turned to Allah azza wa jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the bashara. Imagine when normal people give you a glad tiding, a good khushkhabri, good news, and how you feel. Then imagine when somebody very prestigious, honorable gives you that news, how you feel. But imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly saying to you, Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bi ghulam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam this great bashara, this great news that he would give him a child, and no ordinary child, a child who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself named Yahya. And Yahya comes from Haya, which means to live. Because some people may assume that even if you do have a child, by the odd chance, 0.000%, if you have a child at 95 years of age with a 19-year-old woman, that child is unlikely to survive. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named him Yahya to show everybody that this child will never die and he will live up to his name. So the story, the purpose of the story in Sayyidina Maryam, especially in relation to Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that no matter how big your problem is, no matter how improbable or impossible the situations may be in your personal life, no matter how sick you may be, no matter how difficult or how many hardships that you may be going through, no matter the amount of debt that you may have in your life, no matter all of the scenarios that you can conceive in your mind about your own family against you or the whole world against you or so many other things in your life, when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you learn the most critical lesson, huwa alayya hayyin. That it is very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just commands, He just wills for it to be, and it be. It is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the lesson within, say, the surah of Surah Maryam, the lesson within the life of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, is never give up. Never think it is impossible. It may be impossible for us human beings, for all of the doctors, for all of the physicians, for all of the engineers, for all of the mathematicians, for every single human being and insan and jinn, it is impossible for them, improbable for them, but it is never impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we should never give up. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. We should never give up hope or despair in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever your personal circumstances may be, whatever you are going through, follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, where he called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نادى ربه نداء خفيا. This is how one of the first few verses of Surah Al-Maryam begins. That Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam is calling on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nida'an khafiyya. Nida'an khafiyya. Not screaming, not shouting, but quietly, secretly, honestly, sincerely, wholeheartedly bowing down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking and turning to Allah azza wa jal, knowing that there's no one else who can help him. There's nobody else who can make this possible. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So put yourself in these kind of circumstances, whether it is financial, whether it is emotional or mental or from family problems or community problems, whatever problems that you may have, when you turn quietly and sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that He is the only one who can take you out of this impossible situation, who can save you from this impossible situation, the way He did Adam alayhi salam, the way He did Nuh alayhi salam, the way He did Musa alayhi salam, the way He did Yunus alayhi salam, the way He did for all of the prophets, if you turn to Him in earnest and sincerity, then it is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take you out the most difficult of situations. Even if the entire world is against you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you success. So Zakariya alayhi salam, he mentions his own particular state, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَزْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَأَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا, that I have become old, my bones are frail and they are breaking apart at that particular age, and my hair is like wildfire, white hairs just spreading everywhere. He knows his own particular situation, but he's still turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Ya Allah, in spite of all of these things, if you want, then you can make the impossible possible. And this is tonight's lesson that I always want everybody to remember, that always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the impossible. Because for the impossible is not the impossible for Allah Azza wa Jal, but rather it is possible within the qudra of Allah Azza wa Jal, because you are asking Al-Qadir himself. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But whenever you ask, you must ask with sincerity, you must ask with yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to grant you that thing, because huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single thing is able. That this is one of the important lessons from Surah Al-Maryam, from the life of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, in our own personal lives. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the impossible, and know that He can make each and everything happen in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to ask Allah azza wa jalla sincerely with conviction. Jazakumullahu khairan.